Hello, Dimadrong. This is Priestess Kat Lupton, and what I have decided to read for you is one of the oldest myths or stories, oldest written myths and stories that we have, written, set down approximately 4,000 years ago, so 2,000 years before the Christian era, written in cuneiform, in triangular shaped letters on clay tablets. And it comes to us from the ancient civilization of Sumer and is part of a cycle of stories and myths and hymns from the goddess Inanna, the Sumerian goddess Inanna, the queen of heaven and earth. And I'm reading from the beautiful poetic translation that was created by Diane Wolkstein and Samuel Noah Kramer, which is called Inanna, Queen of Heaven and Earth, Her Stories and Hymns from Sumer. And I'm reading the part of the cycle where Inanna descends to the underworld to find her dark sister, Ereshkigal. And I'll be reading this to you in two parts. The first part in October, and then the second part will follow in November. So, when, after 3 days and three nights, Inanna had not returned, Ninshabur set up a lament for her by the ruins. She beat the drum for her in the assembly places. She circled the houses of the gods. She tore at her eyes. She tore at her mouth. She tore at her thighs. She dressed herself in a single garment like a beggar. Alone, she set out for Nippur and the temple of Enlil. When she entered the holy shrine, she cried out, "O Father Enlil, do not let your daughter be put to death in the underworld. Do not let your bright silver be covered with the dust of the underworld. Do not let your precious lapis be broken into stone for the stoneworker. Do not let your fragrant boxwood be cut into wood for the woodworker. Do not let the holy priestess of heaven be put to death in the underworld." Father Enlil answered angrily, "My daughter craved the great above. Inanna craved the great below. She who receives the May of the underworld does not return. She who goes to the dark city stays there." Father Enlil would not help. Ninshabur went to Ur and the temple of Nanna. When she entered the holy shrine, she cried out, "O Father Nanna, do not let your daughter be put to death in the underworld. Do not let your bright silver be covered with the dust of the underworld. Do not let your precious lapis be broken into stone for the stoneworker. Do not let your fragrant boxwood be cut into wood for the woodworker. Do not let the holy priestess of heaven be put to death in the underworld." Father Nanna answered angrily, "My daughter craved the great above. Inanna craved the great below. She who receives the May of the underworld does not return. She who goes to the dark city stays there." Father Nanna would not help. Ninshabur went to Eridu and the temple of Enki. When she entered the holy shrine, she cried out, "O Father Enki, do not let your daughter be put to death in the underworld. Do not let your bright silver be covered with the dust of the underworld. Do not let your precious lapis be broken into stone for the stoneworker. Do not let your fragrant boxwood be cut into wood for the woodworker. Do not let the holy priestess of heaven be put to death in the underworld." Father Enki said, "What has happened? What has my daughter done? Inanna, queen of all the lands, holy priestess of heaven, what has happened? I am troubled, I am grieved. From under his fingernail, Father Enki brought forth dirt. He fashioned the dirt into a krogara, a creature neither male nor female. From under the fingernail of his other hand, he brought forth dirt. He fashioned the dirt into a galator, a creature neither male nor female. He gave the food of life to the krogara. He gave the water of life to the galator. Enki spoke to the krogara and the galator, saying, "Go to the underworld. Enter the door like flies. Ereshkigal, the queen of the underworld, is moaning with the cries of a woman about to give birth. No linen is spread over her body. Her breasts are uncovered. Her hair swirls about her head like leeks. When she cries, 'Oh, oh, my inside,' cry also, 'Oh, oh, your inside.' When she cries, 'Oh, oh, my outside,' cry also, 'Oh, oh, your outside.' The queen will be pleased. She will offer you a gift. Ask her only for the corpse that hangs from the hook on the wall. One of you will sprinkle the food of life on it. The other will sprinkle the water of life. Inanna will arise." The krogara and the galator heeded Enki's words. They set out for the underworld. Like flies, they slipped through the cracks of the gates. They entered the throne room of the queen of the underworld. No linen was spread over her body. Her breasts were uncovered. Her hair swirled around her head like leeks. Ereshkigal was moaning, "Oh, oh, my inside." They moaned, "Oh, oh, your inside." She moaned, "Oh, oh, my outside." They moaned, "Oh, oh, your outside." She groaned, "Oh, oh, my belly." They groaned, "Oh, oh, your belly." She groaned, "Oh, oh, my back." They groaned, "Oh, oh, your back." She sighed, "Ah, ah, my heart." They sighed, "Ah, ah, your heart." She sighed, "Ah, ah, my liver." They sighed, "Ah, ah, your liver." Ereshkigal stopped. She looked at them. She asked, "Who are you, moaning, groaning, sighing with me? If you are gods, I will bless you. If you are mortals, I will give you a gift. I will give you the water gift, the river in its fullness." The krogara and galator answered, "We do not wish it." Ereshkigal said, "I will give you the grain gift, the fields in harvest." The krogara and galator said, "We do not wish it." Ereshkigal said, "Speak then, what do you wish?" They answered, "We wish only the corpse that hangs from the hook on the wall." Ereshkigal said, "The corpse belongs to Inanna." They said, "Whether it belongs to our queen, whether it belongs to our king, that is what we wish." The corpse was given to them. The krogara sprinkled the life, the food of life on the corpse. The galator sprinkled the water of life on the corpse. Inanna arose.